Hey listeners, it's your host Destiny. Welcome or welcome back to Reflection Desk. I know I've been gone away from my podcast for so long. The last time that I recorded an episode was back in February, I believe. And that episode also had let y'all know that I had found out that I was pregnant back in January. So the whole time I've been going away from my podcast, I've been busy like focusing on my pregnancy and going through a lot of emotions and different experience because I'm a first time mom. So now let's fast forward to present day. I'm giving y'all a story time, and this will tell y'all about my childbirth experience. Oh my God, y'all. That was such a surreal experience for me. Like, I was actually experiencing something that I always dreamed of. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't think that I would be a mother so soon, but I'm just excited about this journey, and I'm so happy and blessed that me and my baby are healthy and everything is going well. So now y'all get to hear about my experience. So I gave birth to my baby girl Naomi on August 4th, 2020, and she actually came before her due date. I was 33 weeks pregnant and my water broke, and let me tell y'all, oh my God, I was so scared. I was freaking out because my baby came early. She wasn't supposed to come in August. Her due date is September. Well, her original due date was September the 17th. So I was freaking out and I was scared. I was like, Lord, please protect me and my baby and everything. I didn't know what was going on. So on Tuesday, August the 4th, I was laying in bed and I was sleeping. And then I just happened to wake up and I thought I had to pee. I had to go use the bathroom or whatever. And then so when I went to the bathroom, my panties were super soaked, super wet. Okay, sorry for you guys that didn't want to know that information, but I might be a little split, so I might go into like little details. So if you like squeamish and stuff, you might want to exit off of this episode right now. But anyways, yeah, I had went to the bathroom and my panties were soaked, and then I saw like some type of discharge and stuff, and it had looked like my mucus blood or whatever. And then as I had like peed and like wiped myself or whatever, I saw a little blood on the tissue or whatnot. So I was like, oh yeah, I need to go to the hospital, something is wrong. And so I had ended up waking up my sister or whatever, and I was like, oh, wake up, I gotta go to the hospital and stuff, I think my water broke and stuff. Because still at the time, like, I knew that maybe my water broke, but I wasn't for sure at the same time and stuff. Like I said, I'm a first time mom, this is my first pregnancy, so I didn't know what to expect. And then also I had saw the liquid running down my leg, so that gave me another sign that, oh yeah, maybe my water did break or whatever. So my sister ended up taking me to the hospital and whatnot, and I ended up going to the hospital room, and they had confirmed that my water had broke because they had saw how much liquid was coming out of me, warm liquid or whatnot. And Lord, y'all, that liquid that was just like coming out of me, it just felt so nasty, because like all I could do just sit there and feel it just like leaking out of me. It's like you can, it's that feeling where it feels like you peed on yourself like a million times. And the only thing I could do was get like a new pair of panties or whatever and wear like a pad or whatever. And another thing is I wasn't feeling no contractions yet. So my water had broke, but I wasn't having no type of contractions. I wasn't in any type of pain yet and stuff. So I had to get transferred to another hospital or whatnot, because the hospital that I was going to have my baby at or whatnot, they didn't have a big like NICU unit or whatever. The NICU unit is basically a unit where they take care of babies that are premature and that came early or whatnot. And like I said, my water had broke at 33 weeks. So yeah, it was a big possibility that my baby would be in the NICU or whatnot. So I had ended up getting transferred to the next hospital that I actually delivered my baby at or whatnot. And then my whole ride to that hospital was fine. But I did notice, like, towards the end, well, close to the end of me arriving to the second hospital or whatnot, I did feel a little cramping in my stomach or whatnot. And I didn't really think nothing of it because, I don't know, it's like, I knew a little about contractions, but I didn't know much about it. So I guess the cramps was basically contractions or whatnot. I know I might sound dumb to some people that experience being pregnant a couple of times, but basically the cramps that I was feeling was the contractions. So once I got to that hospital, I had to fill out some papers and whatnot, and then they end up putting me in the room, hooking me up to the machine and stuff. And then as I was like chilling in the room for a while, oh yeah, and I'm gonna tell y'all that my water had broke 11 something that morning or whatever, and then I didn't end up getting to the hospital till like later on in the afternoon or whatnot. Yeah, like later on that afternoon, and I was just chilling in that room and everything was going all good and stuff. And then all of a sudden I noticed that my contractions was coming a little bit more, like they was coming more back to back more frequently. And oh Lord, Lord, Lord Jesus. When that pain start coming in, all I could do just really, I couldn't even move like I wanted to. It was like I was cramping up so bad to the point where no matter like what position I lay in, it was not comfortable at all. Like they started coming like stronger and quicker. And I was like, oh Lord. And I was just like silently praying to myself. I was like, Lord Jesus, 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 let these contractions go away, let these cramps go away and stuff like that. Because every time when I feel that feeling, when the pain was about to come back again, I was dreading it so bad. And then the nurses were switching their shifts or whatever, so the nurse that actually helped me deliver the baby along with the other doctors or whatnot, when she came in on her shift and when the other lady was giving her information about me or whatever, like, oh my gosh, all she can do is just like see and hear me like in pain and stuff. And I couldn't, oh my God, y'all, I couldn't, oh Lord, I couldn't stay still for nothing. That's how I knew that the contractions really was like getting to me, because I couldn't stay still at all. Like at first I was fine, I was calm, I can do like whatever I wanted, but after a while it's just like, oh my God, like this pain is killing me right now. And the doctors had came in or whatnot, they had asked me, did I want an epidural and all that important stuff, and I told them yeah. And y'all, I didn't even get a chance to freaking get an epidural. Like my baby didn't even wait for me to even get an epidural before she came. It was so crazy, because after my contractions started coming in stronger or whatnot, that's when I felt like my body like jerking and stuff. And the way I was jerking, it was like my body wanted to push her out. Like I couldn't like just stay still anymore, like I was saying. Like my body was literally jerking like it wanted to push her out. And I couldn't control it. Like it was like a whole nother, I don't know how to describe it, but it was like I didn't have control of my body no more. It just wanted to get my baby out. And then I know at one point I had told the doctor, I was like, oh, I got to pee. It felt like I got to use the bathroom. And then it felt like I got to poop. And I always heard from everybody else that had a baby, including like my mom or whatnot, they were saying when you feel like you got to poop and stuff, that's when the baby is going to come. That's when, that's the sign that the baby is going to come. So I had told the nurse that, and then she was like, oh my God. She didn't say, oh my God. She was like, if you feel like you got to poop and you feel like you need to strain it out, don't do that, because we don't want the baby to fall in the toilet or whatnot. So I had ended up peeing or whatnot and doing what I'm doing. And then I felt like that I was about to strain, so I was like, oh yeah, let me hurry up. And oh my God, I had one of the worst contractions while I was on that toilet. And ooh, I couldn't get up. I couldn't move for a second because I was hurting so bad. I was like, Lord, please let this pain go away so I can get help to walk back to the bed or whatnot. So after a while, I had told them, I was like, oh, I can't take this pain anymore or whatnot. And then at first when my water had broke earlier, they were saying that I was 1 to 2 centimeters dilated. And then when I got to the point where I was ready to get the baby out, like push the baby out or whatnot, the doctor had checked my cervix again, and she was saying that I was 5 centimeters dilated. So after that time she had checked me or whatever, I had noticed it was blood on her gloves after she had checked my vagina or whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, because blood is a sign that the baby is like ready to come and stuff too during labor or whatnot. So that's when they had a bunch of doctors coming in, bunch of doctors and nurses coming in to help me deliver the baby, because it was time to deliver her. And y'all, I was so glad that we was about to get prepared to push the baby out, but Lord knows that pain was really, really getting to me. So they had gave me the instructions to tell me that I need to like bend my legs, and then once I feel like the pressure of the contractions or whatever, hold my breath in and try to push. And I was like, Lord, I don't even think I can even bend my legs to push, even though they had helped me with bending my legs in order for me to like push the baby out properly or whatnot. And y'all, oh my God, I will never forget that feeling, just feeling the baby just coming out. It was like a burning sensation down there. It's like a tight burning feeling, and you can literally feel yourself like ripping apart down there. Like I swear I literally felt my vagina ripping down there as I was trying to push the baby out. Oh Lord, it felt like, oh Lord, it felt like she wasn't coming at all. But it was like, you're doing good, mama, you're doing good and stuff, keep going or whatnot. And for a minute they had to tell me to stop, to catch a break from trying to push her out and release my breath or whatever, because I was so determined to get that baby out. I was hurting so bad. I was like, my baby gotta come out, because I can't take this pain no longer. And honestly, I thought when you in labor or whatnot, when you literally try to push the baby out, I didn't think it was gonna like hurt that bad. I didn't think you was gonna feel like any real type of pain as your baby was trying to come out your hole down there, your vagina hole. But oh my gosh, that feeling right there, that was not a good feeling at all. Just feeling how tight and like I said, it was like a tight, like burning tight feeling down there. And then I could literally feel her ripping apart. And then when my baby finally got to the point where she like slipped out of my vagina and came out, I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. But the pain didn't really stop there, because they had to give me stitches or whatnot, because they was like, oh, she ripped you a little bit. So they had to give me stitches, and they gave me a little shot down there or whatnot. I wasn't worrying about the shot, but as they was like stitching me up and stuff down there, I could feel like the pressure they was putting on me, and that shit was hurting, y'all. Excuse my language, but that shit really hurt. I was like, Lord, I can't wait till they finish with me down there, because I'm so sore and it hurts so whatnot. But I was so blessed to have a team of doctors and nurses that actually cared about me and my baby health. I felt comfortable, I felt safe, I felt secure. And they really helped my anxiety like stay at a calm level and stuff, because throughout my whole pregnancy, my anxiety has been like really, really high. And I really been on edge and stuff. Like my mental health has been, you know, a little rocky throughout my pregnancy and stuff. And I'm currently still trying to maintain everything or whatnot. But I'll talk about that on another episode. But like I was saying, I was very blessed to have a team of like doctors and nurses that really cared about me and my baby. And I actually had to go to a hospital that was an hour away from where I live. So yeah, that was really important. Then I actually was in the hands of people that actually cared about their job and stuff, and gave me the respect I needed and gave me the support I needed too. Because I gave birth to my baby by myself, because the whole experience had happened so fast. I had ended up calling my mom and stuff when I was at like towards like the ending of my contractions or whatnot. But like I said, we stay an hour away, so it took her an hour to get to the hospital or whatnot. So I ended up having the baby before she ended up getting there or whatnot. Because the whole thing just happened so fast, and I was so ready to get my baby out, because I was just ready to get rid of that pain And like they said, once you have your baby, you don't feel that pain no more. The only pain that I felt after having a baby is getting like stitched up or whatever. But besides that, I felt good. I was just glad that I finally gave birth to my baby girl. But the thing about that is, y'all remember when I told you that my baby girl was born early? So the doctors had to hurry up and take her to the NICU in a special neonatal unit or whatnot, just to make sure that she like hooked up to the machines and stuff, to make sure that she's like breathing and stuff. Like when she came out of the womb, when she came out of me, she was crying and stuff. She was a healthy baby. They just had to hurry up and hook her up to the machines so she can breathe and like stay alive or whatnot. So yeah, currently my baby is in the NICU, and let me tell y'all, it was so hard to leave my baby at the hospital and come home without her, because they have to make sure that she can like breathe on her own or whatnot, and basically just overall function on her own and pick up her baby weight, because my baby was originally 3 pounds and some ounces. I can't quite remember the ounces or whatever, but yeah, my baby, she was originally like 3 pounds or whatnot. And the whole plan before I gave birth to her was they was trying to keep me pregnant until 34 weeks and stuff, but my baby could not wait. That girl was ready to come. Like, she was not trying to wait any day longer to come. The same day that my water had broke was the same day I gave birth to my baby. So yeah, the original plan was for them to keep me pregnant until 34 weeks anyway. So yeah, I'm sorry y'all, I'm messing up on my words, but yeah, it has been an emotional roller coaster just knowing that I couldn't come home with my baby, because usually when you have a baby full term or whatnot, you get to stay in the hospital for like 2 days and then take the baby home with you. But in my case, I couldn't take my baby home with me because she needed to get taken care of by the doctors to make sure she live a long, healthy life. And my baby is currently healthy and she's doing well with progressing. And this week they are predicting for her to come home. So I'm so happy about that. But it really broke my heart that I couldn't just like have her with me and stuff. And then on the last day that I was in the hospital and I had to leave, like, I cried so bad. Like, I just talking about it right now just make me really emotional and want to cry, because I'm still like going back and forth like an hour away trying to visit my baby, and it's hard. But she's doing well, I'm doing well. I'm just happy that my baby is here on earth and we finally get to unite with each other, and I'm just ready for her to be home or whatnot. But I'll go more in details with sharing about my experience with dealing with my baby in the NICU and how I feel about it and stuff. Like, even though I told y'all a little part about how I felt about it and whatnot, but it's hard because throughout my whole pregnancy, I wasn't thinking about having my baby earlier than her due date or whatnot. And thank God that I did end up having her while I was like 33 weeks and not earlier than that, because 33 weeks is fine with her being born early, because she mostly how can I put it in words? I'm trying to think of the best words to put it in. But her development was like far enough to like survive or whatever. Like, I didn't have to worry so much, because if she was born like at 22 weeks or in the 20 something week range or whatever, I have to worry, and she'll probably have to stay in the hospital a little bit longer and stuff, because if she was born around that range, she'll probably be 2 pounds and they had to monitor her very closely. So by me being like further along in my pregnancy, I didn't have to worry about too much. I mean, if there were some risks or whatnot, but I didn't have to worry as much or whatnot. And I just, Lord, y'all, I'm just glad that the Lord has blessed me and kept me and my baby covered, because not everybody can, you know, share their experience about being like blessed like that, because anything can happen during your pregnancy and anything can happen, you know, after you had the baby and stuff. But yeah, just keep me in your prayers and give me encouraging words and stuff during this time, because, you know, throughout my whole pregnancy, it has been a up and down, like, roller coaster and stuff. And now I feel comfortable enough with sharing my experience to the world and stuff. But I want to thank everyone that did listen to this episode and listen to my childbirth experience or whatnot. Now I'll be able to come back on the podcast and, you know, talk my shit and share my motherhood experience and, you know, just coming back and giving y'all some real content and be consistent again. But I hope everyone is having a good day, a good night. And also make sure y'all follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Reflection Desk. I know that my Instagram page is private, but if you give me a request to follow me, I will accept it. So it's fine if you follow me on there. And also, yeah, follow me on Twitter or whatnot, because I'm always posting stuff on there. I'm real active on there. And I would love to hear from you guys or whatnot. Because, like, I'd be so curious about who listened to my podcast episodes and what kind of content y'all want to listen to. So make sure y'all hit me up, because your girl be bored and she loves talking to her supporters. And also, if you do want to support me, you can send a donation to my Cash App at Desk Tips. I have the link in the description. And also, you can send a donation to my PayPal. It will really help if you do send me a donation, because it can help me, you know, get stuff for my podcast. It can help me get essentials for my baby, because I really want to be a content creator full time. So I appreciate everybody for listening, sharing my podcast episodes, and even giving me a donation. And I'll be back later, you guys. Bye.